Man ist mehr verteilt an einem Mitte 34. I got your name.
Hi, my name's Simon Dial, and I'm getting interviewed by one of my daughters, Margaret.
Where were you born?
I was born in Manchester, in 1972. And, born in Manchester.
What place did you stay in?
We stayed in a lot of places. The earliest one I remember is when we were, so it was about 4 or 5, it could be even a bit earlier, when we were out in a trailer. I'm not sure where we was, and just out playing with other children and come back into the trailer, getting somewhere to eat, and just being a sensible boy.
What were they like?
What?
What were they like? Not like the people that you were traveling
with. Oh, yeah, no, they were, we used to travel with our own family, cousins, relations, uncles and aunts. And there was, you know, if there was, I don't think there was any less than maybe 7 or 8 trailers at that time, or caravans, that would be together. You know, there could be upwards of maybe up to 30, 40, maybe 50 trailers within the one camp. And all your granduncles and granduncles would be there, all your cousins, your uncles and aunts. And we'd all be around and just relaxing back and enjoying life.
Can you share 2 of your most important memories of childhood?
2 of my most important memories of childhood. And I see there's so many of them. Used to like, obviously, when we were all together as a family, that was nice. And, you know, when my own father would be showing me music, and just going back on memories and that, just, you know, kind of visualising, you know, they're great memories that will always stay with me. Another memories then is just being family, being together. And, you know, going off during the day, looking for a living with my father, or with me uncles and aunts as well. You know.
Tell us about looking for work with your daddy.
Memories I can go. You know, I can remember from an early age would be I'd say around about maybe 9 or 10, even earlier than that. You know, my daddy would be going out looking for work. And obviously, you'd have to go, and the other boys would all have to go out with him, and you know, trying to help him, whatever he was doing, whether he was buying or selling furniture, or he was going out hawking, looking for different jobs, whatever was around that time, you'd have to try and do it. Even it could be gathering scrap, selling carpets, selling lino, you know, just going out door to door salesman. And they're easy enough. They weren't too easy, but they weren't hard times. It was nice for when you look back on it now, and you're going out and you're doing that with your own father. But not only that, it was you were meeting all the other people that you used to meet, and that you'd end up talking to, and you know, it was nice, and it was different times as well.
What makes you move from one place to another?
From one camp to another. It could be a lot of things that makes you move. Could get a court order. You know, that you'd have to move on. You know, you might maybe last a week in one camp. Another reason is you might place the area that you're pulling. You might get a work in it for a week. You know, you might be left staying it for a few weeks, but then the work might die out, and you're not getting as much work as what you was when you first came to that camp. I'm not sure so much if it would be about the local people that would be there, because there are camps we used to pull in. There'd be always a good welcome from a vast majority of the local people. You know, there was, and which is good as well, which helps. But, you know, there's a couple of the main reasons that you would have to move on.